Hello and welcome to the USC Outsider Podcast. I'm Rick Barbera. This is Pat Hayden.
Hello again, and if you see Lendale White, tell him I'm not looking for him.
Wasn't that weird?
That was weird.
Just another unusual bit of weirdness to a day that should have been just celebrations on all sides, and Hayden has to make it weird.
I don't know that Hayden made it weird. I think Lendale White kind of made it weird trying to get into the locker room where he's not supposed to be.
A man can't be an ex-NFL player, have a little bit too much to drink, and make some unusual comments?
Absolutely he can.
Uh-huh.
And that's as far as that should go.
That's what a man can do?
Yeah. I like Lendale White. We'll get into that later. We got some rules here.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. On the USC Outsider Podcast, we don't overthink it. That's actually Scott Pitts over there saying hello, Scott Pitts. Mm. And
hello, Scott Pitts.
Spit the whiskey out of your mouth, you slob.
I'll just swallow it.
All right. Let me tell you something, everybody. We are not affiliated with the University of Southern California. We tend to talk a little adult. So if you have small children, send them out of the room. And if you are at work, put your headphones on and let's get ready to talk about USC Trojan football for the 2014 football season.
Hey!
That's the best I got.
I like it.
All right, thanks.
That sounded really professional.
Hope it sounded professional.
It did.
Hope it sounded like I sometimes get paid for this. I don't.
No.
I don't. We're not taking a dime. No. We don't. We're not asking for any of your money.
We're still waiting for our Miller Lite endorsement that never came. We did get some swag, actually, from them.
Yeah, I wear the shirt every once in a while.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you, Irish Tom. Let's talk about the week that was. The USC Trojans played the Colorado Buffaloes last Saturday for a game that I coined the I could not possibly give less of a shit game.
Well, yeah.
So let's see how everybody did. The score was USC 56, Colorado 28.
The score was not indicative of the game.
56 to 28. I don't think we picked that at all last
week. No,
I had us in
close.
The 40s.
Yeah, I think I had 30-something. But two of those touchdowns by the Colorado Buffaloes were kind of garbage touchdowns.
At the very end, yeah.
Against the third string, and not to say that those guys weren't doing a good job, but it was a practice squad.
Everybody knew what was going on
sure.
at that point at the Coliseum. It was a good night for Cody Kessler.
A great night, a record-setting night.
Seven touchdowns, lucky number seven.
Yep.
And he threw seven touchdowns, and what do we have? What else?
Four
Buck Allen. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Four of those in the first quarter, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the defense pounced in the first quarter. Those two quick turnovers that they got really set the tone for the game. So
Absolutely. Congratulations
again to the defense that seemed to... the players are just really stepping up. And that's exciting to see when your defense is playing that well and stopping the run and the pass and taking that away, especially for homecoming, even though Colorado is a team on the rise. to be friendly.
A rebuilding team.
Let's go. Let's go Buffs.
And I do like that coach. I think he's going to do good things.
I do too. I think he's got them on the right track. But Saturday they just didn't have a chance.
Wasn't their day.
Buck Allen had another 100 yards plus of all-purpose yards. He's probably going to eclipse 1,000 yards in the next game. Against Utah.
Is that
unless they really shut him down. I'm sorry,
rushing. Okay.
He had over 100 yards rushing.
Okay.
He did. That is what he was able to do.
I wouldn't know. I wasn't able to see the game because it was on the Pac-12 network.
Harder to see. I've got AT&T the place where I lay my head and feed my dog.
Yep.
And hang out with my wife, you know, for a little bit. And
place where you made a baby.
So that's in that space.
Mm-hmm.
I have AT&T U-verse.
And you could see that game.
Yeah, and pretty much.
All right. Thanks for the call.
It's not going to matter in a couple of years. It's all going to be that a la carte stuff. So
yeah, exactly.
We're going to be able to get it on our phones, spit it to some like device that plugs into the TV if it's not already in the TV, and then bam, you're going to watch it in high def.
I want that now. Have you seen any of the Pac-12 network?
I don't know the people on the Pac-12 network. Who do they get?
It's
like
awful.
They get some. Like, oh, I recognize that guy. He, I think, was the second string cornerback in 1994.
Of which team?
Of Arizona State. Right. Played with Jake the Snake.
Okay.
Oh, that's the guy. Oh, he's now calling games.
Sure.
Oh, it's him.
Yeah.
That's who they get on the Pac-12 Network.
Stupid.
Congrats to Juju Smith and Stephen Mitchell. They caught their first career TD passes. Congratulations to Bryce
Dixon.
Bryce Dixon.
Yep.
Who apparently has announced that now, because he and Randall Telfer have caught passes, the tight end is an option in this passing game.
I like it.
Let's open it up. Let's spread the ball around.
Let's do it.
That's important, because
you're gonna need that this week, for that's for sure.
So how this week, 7-win Sark is what did I call him? I called it Diet Kiffin.
Yep.
Kiffin Light. 7-win Sark is going to try to get a big win in Utah. We should probably go over the success that USC had against the Buffaloes. It was a very good night.
Yeah.
Did you see anything that you can recall
I didn't see anything.
You saw none of the game.
I saw none of the game. I heard it on the radio.
Oh, I would have kept it on my DVR for you.
Well, you should have.
How was Pete Arbogast?
Great. I love Pete Arbogast.
What
He's
was
good.
He talking
How
about?
How do you do?
I heard him say that. I did hear him
over and over and over. How do you do? Touchdown USC.
How do you do?
Yeah. What did I say?
I mean it. How do you do?
I do well.
Oh, good.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do?
I'm okay. I'm anxious to talk about Utah, but I do think that credit is due for the job that the defense and offense put together, and
sure,
the special teams put
Absolutely.
Together for the Colorado game. Mm. Congrats on the win. It does put us in the driver's seat in the Pac-12 South. However, heading into this Saturday, the job's not done.
No
the
way.
Season is got a
Just
lot more
started.
To go.
Yep.
So the guys got to stay focused and go into Utah for a road game, for the first of two road games.
Tough one, too.
Any
couple
game
tough places
tough.
To play. Yeah.
For this team, any game is tough.
That's
going
true.
Going into Utah and then going into Washington State the next week.
Yeah,
those are both not easy things. And then we get a break, because we actually get to be in LA for the three games. Cal and UCLA and Notre Dame.
UCLA is across town, but it's still considered
We have to
that
go to Pasadena,
game.
But it's not that far.
Yeah.
The guys should
And we
be
get
able
to wear our home jerseys.
I still like that.
I love that.
I don't like to lose in the home jerseys,
no.
But I like to wear them.
Yep. I like wearing them.
Adoree Jackson seems to be getting healthier.
Yeah, he got nicked up a little bit last weekend. So did Gerald Bowman.
Mm-hmm.
But they practiced a little bit today.
They were limited. Bowman and Hayes, this is according to the USC Ripset blog, were limited to the exercise bike today.
Yeah.
They were on the bike. I think they'll be
able to go. The way that read from the injury
Gerald
report
Bowman
was
and Hayes
extremely
Pollard.
Limited in practice. So that means the bike. Soma Vainuku still dinged up and was also limited in practice.
But Ajini Harris, George Farmer, and Adoree Jackson all practiced.
I like it.
That's good.
That's great news.
There is, I don't know if you guys know this, but in Utah, it's the Rice-Eccles Stadium is at altitude. It's going to be at 7 p.m. Pacific time. The only time that matters, that's kickoff time.
Again? God.
8 o'clock there, mountain time.
Son
but 7
bitch.
O'clock Pacific time. And it's
oh,
going to be,
late
it's
ones.
Probably going to be about, I'm guessing around 50 degrees.
Oh, that's awesome.
At altitude.
Usually it's like 30 degrees
50
there.
50 degrees.
And dusting snow at your
The
face.
Student section will be really ramped up. A lot of them possibly Mormon, so they can't drink and go to the games, but they can certainly be fired up and
this isn't
shout.
BYU, this is Utah.
Well, that's I'm glad you brought that up, because you know who was the quarterback at BYU for a while?
I do. Steve Sarkisian. No?
Oh, he was the quarterback at BYU?
Wasn't he? Yeah.
I was going to say the guy for the 49ers.
No, he played for Nevada.
No, Steve...
Berline?
No.
What are you fucking talking about?
After Joe Montana.
Steve Young?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm just fucking around.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm playing around. So Sarkisian was the quarterback at BYU, and so they think that the student section is going to, just take that, eat it up, spit it back out. They're all going to wear black. It's going to be called a blackout.
Okay. They're doing that.
They think that that will be effective and bring home the win against a team that had to take Oregon State into overtime to beat them.
Well, they also beat UCLA Bruins at the Rose Bowl. So
they did.
They did everything they should have done that night. They played some staunch defense and they shut Hundley down. However, Hundley doesn't have the weapons at his disposal that Cody Kessler has, where Cody can spread it around the field. Hundley has one, maybe two guys he can throw it to, or a safety valve with his running backs, or he's taken off running, and Utah knew that. So it's a totally different style offense. Mm-hmm. It's a pro-style offense, and we'll see how Utah does against it. But they've got a real feisty defensive front. That line is nasty, and they're seniors, and they're hungry. The big uglies.
You know, I think we do have to say we're going to leave this in the hands of the players for the rest of the games, because, you know, I'm not crazy about the coaching. I do feel a lot like Lindell White. You know, I don't know if firing Hayden and firing Sark, Justin Wilcox, is the answer. I just don't. I don't know if they have the intelligence to really, you know, help the team out so much as move the team along. The players are going to decide. Don't leave it in the hands of the refs in any game.
The Pac-12, that's a...
I said last week, we've got the horses to do it. Those guys are good. They're talented cats, and we'll see how they match up this week. I'm happy that SC, after that Boston College game, has done really well against the run. They've really stuffed it. I think maybe with Sark learning who he has, I'll give him this. It's not even him. It's more Wilcox. He's learned to take the cornerbacks and the safeties and the secondary and
all those freshmen.
Put the guys in there who give them the best chance to win in a game scenario. And find out who can be thrown into the war and who does, you know, who succeeds and who doesn't. And he's done. It's getting better. We haven't really caught on so much in special teams, but with defense, we're doing well with that. The offensive line seems to be gelling. They should continue to gel. They gave Cody an average of 15 minutes to throw the ball on every play.
That's actually 15 minutes on the nose, too. That was amazing. they're really, really going to be tested this week. That defensive line is real good in Utah. Going back to the coaches, you know, I'd like to see a lot of this conservative play calling and sitting on the leads going away. That's my only complaint against the coaching staff. I do think there's a lot of merit to the wearing down of the kids in the fourth quarter because they are so undermanned, 50 kids against everybody else's 85. That's a big deal.
Do you think they watch a lot of 300 on
Blu-ray? They should. It should be on a loop. But
at least this year. Next year it'll be sort of different.
You know, I want to give this coaching staff a couple of years, and I want to see what they can do. I know you're frustrated. I'm frustrated. We just got to give them time because, yes, they're making mistakes. Hopefully they're going to learn from them. If they don't, that's a problem. But I'm still going to give them the time to hopefully learn from those. Also, we got to get some bodies in here, and they're coming. Next year, they get a full 25 class, and it's going to grow, and it's going to grow. So,
it's going to grow like one of those dinosaurs you get, and you put it in the water, and it gets bigger.
Yep.
And bigger.
And fucking bigger.
And then finally, you've got like a real live dinosaur, and you wonder, you know,
you got Jurassic Park in your goddamn bedroom.
There's a Jurassic Park 5.
Yeah.
Kyle Whittingham is the coach at Utah. Really? The only loss this year has been to, inexplicably, you know, we've got our Boston College. Utah has Washington State, where they fucked up a 21-point lead.
Hey, remember when Washington State beat USC at home last year?
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, but Washington State is next week. So, Kyle Whittingham is the head coach. Just saying, it happens. Yes, it does happen. We all know it happens.
It happens a lot.
Driving me to drink. Hold on, everyone. You don't have to hold on. You can talk.
I'm going to drink some more, too. I want to drink with you. That was a big gulp. How's that wine?
Red.
It's red.
It's red.
Delicious.
I can't recommend it, but it's red. Devontae Booker is the running back for Utah.
Yeah.
you've seen X-Men where Juggernaut just kind of,
yeah,
that's him. He that's
just goes through the walls.
Devontae Booker is actually that guy. There's no you. I don't know how you stop that. When he gets going, it's like he's put on the top of Everest and just goes down almost vertically, gaining momentum.
Okay.
That's what he looks like running.
So what happens when you put two immovable objects together, like Leonard Williams, maybe, against him? Or
I'm hoping
or
a
Tuaca Woods?
That a wormhole will open up and benefit all of humanity.
That'd be amazing.
If that and it could happen in Provo. It's just the right altitude, and maybe something with the parallel line through
the
Earth.
It's really close to Area 51, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
No, that's Nevada.
It's all the same.
It's all over.
Looks
there.
Like the same state when you get that high up. Bubba Poole is their backup. I'm not kidding.
Say
Bubba,
that again.
Bubba Poole. P as in Paul. Uh-huh. First name Bubba, like Hubba Bubba Bubblegum. From the 1980s. Do you remember Hubba Bubba?
I do.
Or Bubba.
My daughter keeps trying to get me to buy it.
Why don't you buy it for her?
Because she's four, and four-year-olds don't need that. She doesn't know how to chew gum yet.
Does she have... She has teeth. She's got baby
yeah,
teeth.
But...
What do you care if they all fall out from, like, gum?
Listen to that.
It's American. Mm. It's an American whiskey you're drinking.
It is. Tennessee mash.
Tennessee whiskey. So, Bubba Poole is the backup. They've got a really good running game, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, they do.
This O-line for Utah can open some running holes. So the defensive front, the three guys for Delvin Simmons and Leo.
Antoine Woods.
And Woods are going to have their work cut out for them.
Okay, I'll put those three guys up against that line and see what happens.
It's not going to be that easy.
No.
And Drez Anderson... He's the superstar wideout with Kenneth Scott.
Superstar?
He drops a lot.
Superstars don't drop a lot.
But they...
I've never even heard his name.
We're getting the... Well, you don't go to Utah.
Why is he a superstar?
Because he catches everything with his hands.
But you said he drops a lot.
But he does more catching with his hands than dropping, and therefore he's the most reliable dude for Utah.
Let's say that. The most reliable wide receiver for Utah is... he's a good one. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that.
Okay.
And we're going to see Travis Wilson.
Okay.
As the starting quarterback. They've got two quarterbacks. They've got Travis Wilson, and they've got Kendall Thompson. Kendall Thompson is more like the zone read, dual threat quarterback, who may or may not have a good game, again, depending on the defense. And Travis Wilson, we've seen before, is drop-back passer, pocket passer, and more traditional for a pro-style offense that you were mentioning.
That bodes well for USC,
so
who always defends better against that kind of...
You know, you're not going to catch me saying this much, but we shut down that Solomon kid from Arizona.
Yeah.
Who can do all that.
They did.
Really well, who... out Mariota during the Oregon game, and I was impressed with
granted,
that.
Granted, he brought the team back, and they should have won in it with a field goal. But they didn't shut him down, but they did enough to get the win.
This defense, though, is designed to give Cody Kessler fits, and against a young freshman offensive line.
Yep, this is where I'm concerned. Absolutely,
Nate Orchard and Hunter Dimmick terrorize quarterbacks.
Big
and
time.
They can swim past the first, you know, the front three or front four.
Big
and
time.
Really get after him. Buck Allen is going to get up close and personal with these guys. Also, he's going to get to know Clint Shepard, Filippo Mocafisi, and Lowell Ladalele, that star's brother. Remember?
Man. Yeah, that's right.
So his little brother's playing.
Awesome.
They've got two, the return of Brian Belichin, is it Belichin? I think I've heard his name before. Belichin, he returned. He was hurt for a while. Tevin Carter, those are two good safeties. Their quarterbacks, right now, I know they're not mentioned.
I wish you could see Rick's face right now.
Well, I'm searching for the right polite word because
they're beatable.
This defense is pretty solid. We're gonna have.
I agree.
we're going to have to do a lot of cut blocking. We're going to have to stay on assignments. We're going to have to...
spread the ball around. Really, and get it out quick.
Yeah, fuck with him a little bit and then open it up for Buck to do what he does.
Yep.
And as far as Justin Davis goes, until he stops fumbling, I'm not going to say anything about him.
Agreed. Sit on the bench until you stop fucking fumbling.
You're a talented dude. Young, talented dude. But you got to stop fumbling. Also, my prediction is this. First play, if we do anything but play pass... look out. Oh. If that fucker calls a goddamn run play on the first fucking play of the game, we're fucking dead.
He might.
If he just hands the ball off to
Buck. There's a 50-50 chance.
He is a fucking moron. And I will stress this. The run play on the first call would be such a mistake. If he does a play pass, it'll just get things going and they'll know what they're in for all day. He calls a run pass. It's just stubborn Sark, and we're going to win 7 games. That's it. That's my prediction.
What's a run pass?
I'm sorry. If he calls a run.
A run play?
A run play. Pardon me. I meant yes. that. Anyway, that's the prediction.
Okay.
So there. What do you think about that shit?
What if he
Have
calls...
Have an opinion.
I've got a lot of opinions. What if he calls a run play... and Buck fucking breaks it for 72 yards. What do you do? What do you think then, Rick?
I'll owe you a craft cocktail
and
next week.
You'll owe Sarkeesian an apology.
No, none of that. No, I don't. I'm not gonna. I don't feel bad for a millionaire who claims that he's learning on the job and who
he's
claims
never claimed
that,
he's learning on the job.
Oh, he's saying he's. The excuses of we've got X amount of players. The excuse of, hey, that one's on me. That one's on me.
Yeah.
To me, that says I haven't learned enough in this game to have an educated opinion on what plays to execute because I just don't. I can't. Although I'm taking responsibility for the mistake, I don't have it in me to, after all the experience I've had with USC the first time with Pete Carroll, with being a head coach at Washington for 5 years, I don't have the capabilities of making the right call at the right time. So, yep, I made a mistake. It's on me. No. There's no...
All right.
He's gone.
He's got to be mistake-free?
Yeah. Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
You are tough, man.
On him, yeah, it's too much... too much confidence in the way that he came into USC and the way that he likes to coach. You don't make that much money and make stupid mistakes and your defensive coordinator.
Agreed.
Sure
now, however, if the stupid mistakes continue, I think we have a problem. But I haven't seen the same thing twice.
Well, we played Colorado.
True.
So this time we're going to be in a game where it might be close. And he might have to make an educated decision. And I just don't think he's got it in him.
Well, we're going to find out. We are going to find
out
soon.
And it's not, you know, when it comes down to it, it's not his fault. He was able to, you know, bullshit himself into a great job. Guys do that all the time. Most CEOs do that.
You did that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a great talker. People should pay me a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm a terrible talker.
For whatever.
That's why I work for myself and I make shit.
But I just always think, oh, they're going to find out. I'm full of shit. I can't do it. I can't deliver on this one. Somehow Sark, for whatever reason, got this gig, so I don't cut him a lot of slack, as the listeners know. He may have to make a decision this week, one that involves actual intelligence, and if it comes down to that, USC will lose.
Wow.
So if he calls a run play and Buck breaks it for 78 yards... look for us to lose by 10.
Mm.
If he calls a play pass, we will win this game.
There it is. That's what I wanted.
Play pass, we win. Play pass, we win this game at Rice-Eccles in the cold, in the
50-degree cold. That is delightful. That's a delightful evening.
It should be good.
That's a light jacket.
The kids should not be freezing.
No. 50 degrees, you put on a light jacket. You go out there, you have a glass of whiskey in Utah's case. I guess you have a 2% beer or whatever they have there.
And some, or you have to join a club to
drink alcohol. You have to leave, yeah, to drink at the bar, you have to leave your ID there.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. I've got so many IDs.
I always forget them at the end of the night, though. Then they run it, and then they find out all the bad things that happened to me.
Yeah. They see the magazine subscriptions have.
And yeah, exactly. The police are like the Pac-12 refs. They're against me. I'm just kidding. I have no police record.
The Pac-12 refs should be...
Here it comes.
Pac-12 refs should be like the people in the forgotten ones, the ones left behind, the ones that just disappear for no reason. They should all be gone, like that HBO show.
I don't know.
The ones that it's about like the rapture where everyone just like disappears.
Oh, they just go poof.
They should just take away the refs of the Pac-12 and put in, you know, whatever refs are in like the SEC.
Yeah, we'll take an SEC ones
ref. Because even a Big 12 ref, we'll take those guys. We don't need any Pac-12 refs.
They stink.
Don't need any of them. What's your prediction for the game? My prediction for the game?
Oh, man, it's going to be a tight one.
You have a score
in mind? It's going to be a three-point game, win or lose. I'm going to say 38-35, and it's anybody's game. I almost call pick 'em.
38-35, and you won't say who's going to win?
Well, USC wins. I want to write that down. I have a pen.
It's okay. We can rustle the papers. There's going to be music playing over this anyway.
I don't have a pen. I lied. 38-35. That's what I say.
I'll write it down.
38-35. What do you say? What are you thinking about? You look good tonight, by the way.
God, thanks, Fitz.
Yeah.
No, keep talking. What's the matter?
What do you want me to say?
35 pets.
I'm proud of Cody Kessler.
Really?
And I have a photography business, for those of you that don't know. And this week I shot a young aspiring actor who actually played high school football with Cody Kessler.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was a linebacker. And he was 2 years below Cody, but he and Cody still talk. So maybe I can talk with this kid and we'll get Cody on the show. Wouldn't that be cool?
He won't do it.
Yeah.
He won't do it. He'll hear that, oh my God, he might do it. He would probably do it. It's the people who are in charge of him, his handlers.
That's right.
At the in USC
the
administration.
Media, would say,
well, I think they may have said some negative things about Pat Hayden. I think they did an impression of Pat Hayden giving someone a blowjob.
Right.
On air.
They're going to do a lot of research and they're going to find us.
Yeah, they did some smacking sound. You can't go on a show that they talk bad about Pat Hayden, the voice of Notre Dame football.
Well, that's what happened with Lindell White.
Lindele Blanco.
Lindele Blanco! That's what we used to say. Do you remember that? That was so much fun. Yep. When he would run a touchdown,
we would celebrate.
Lindele Blanco.
I say 27-17 USC.
Fuck yeah.
Pick us winning.
I like that game. That would be a fun game to watch.
Well, we can. We can watch it.
Because it's not on the Pac-12 network.
Yeah, it's on the, I don't know, station. It's on 7 p.m.
Okay.
So with that, I bid you fight on.
Fight on.